In a 68-51 vote this morning, the New Zealand Parliament has decriminalised abortion from the country's criminal code after over four decades of relentless grassroots campaigning from pro-choice activists. The changes in the law now allows women and young girls with an unwanted pregnancy to undergo a legal termination by a registered abortion service provider up to around 20 weeks gestation. The Wise Jared McLaughlin discussed what the future now holds for those seeking to access these services with Bridget Coombe, who is a nurse and convener of the South Australian Abortion Action Coalition.
Well, I think, you know, as is the case here in Australia and still in South Australia, although there are criminal sanctions and abortion is in the criminal law, you know, that has not the first thing that people accessing abortion are thinking about. And it's only when they come to find that the service that they need, because of some way, some aspect of the law, is made difficult for them that they become aware of that. So I think what will change is that access will be much more straightforward. And like all, you know, I mean, in a way, people in Australia are learning very rapidly about public health. Making abortion accessible and treating it as healthcare is a significant public health measure. And so what happens when you do public health well is there's no noise, there's no shouting, things go well. And what will happen in New Zealand is that women will be able to access the abortions that they need without barriers. This law, however, does not create safe access zones. So that has been contentious in New Zealand, and they decided to remove that from the current bill, and they are going to debate that separately. So safe access zones are still not a feature of service provision in New Zealand. So women, people accessing abortion services, including staff and support people, will still be possibly subject to the actions of anti-abortion activists.
And my last question to you is, do you see this as a real historical watershed moment, not only for women, but for girls as well, especially for a lot of young women who are sexually violated and assaulted and haven't been able to get access to these services in the past?
So, it, you know, at a human rights, democratic rights level, it is absolutely extremely important. You know, abortion has been the only healthcare service that has remained criminalised, or, you know, been criminalised and remain criminalised in much of the world. So every jurisdiction that removes that criminality is and makes a law that makes the provision of abortion like all other healthcare on the basis of informed consent, recognises women's agency, is absolutely historic.
Bridget Coombe, nurse and convener of the South Australian Abortion Action Coalition, ending that conversation on New Zealand decriminalising abortion after 44 years with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.